Republican Lauren Boebert calls for Democrat Adam Frisch to withdraw from race after blackmail story. By Jacob Bliss on October 14, 2022. Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, during a recent radio appearance, called on Democrat Adam Frisch, her opponent in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District, to drop out of the race following the alleged blackmail exposed by Breitbart News. "The corruption here is what I want to highlight and what I want to focus on. It is not fair to the voters. It is not fair to his family, and I do believe that he needs to resign. Withdraw from this race," the congresswoman said on air with the Dan Caplis Show. "I think that he should take serious consideration into doing that after being exposed in this way." A longtime business owner from Aspen approached my campaign with extremely credible accusations about my opponent, Adam Frisch, and his corruption while serving in Aspen City Council, the congresswoman added. Boebert explained to the show host that her campaign interviewed the business owner and eventually handed the information over to Breitbart News to have the press further vet the claim from the business owner. Breitbart News's Matthew Boyle later broke the story that the Aspen business owner alleged blackmailed the high-profile Democrat congressional candidate with surveillance footage of him showing up to a storage unit facility to allegedly have an affair in order for Frisch to change his swing vote on the Aspen City Council regarding a crucial multi-million-dollar transportation project. Boyle wrote. The business owner, a man named Todd Gardner, alleges on video shown to Breitbart News that he successfully blackmailed Frisch, then a city councilman in Aspen, Colorado, into changing his vote on the Aspen City Council regarding a crucial multi-million-dollar transportation project. Gardner has reaffirmed those allegations to Breitbart News in a separate interview. Gardner has provided emails which purport to back up his claim. And Gardner points to a friend who wishes to remain anonymous, but who also separately confirmed to Breitbart News that Gardner told him about the alleged affair incident contemporaneously. This all allegedly happened a few years ago. To be clear, the friend was unaware of any alleged blackmail, but does remember hearing about, and joking with Gardner about, the alleged affair in a rented storage unit. "It absolutely was blackmail," Gardner incredibly told Breitbart News. "I'm a straight shooter. Was it the right thing to do? No, it probably wasn't the right thing to do. Was it a necessary thing to do based on the situation and me fighting for our survival and the fact that the city was trying to totally go above and beyond any purview they had to put me out of business basically? It was my fight for survival. I made a choice, just like Adam made a choice to sleep with the woman in the storage unit. I made a choice to use the information I had for my benefit." Gardner explained to Breitbart News that he dislikes Boebert but believed the public needed to know about Frisch. The Democrat congressional hopeful did not respond to the allegations when asked by Breitbart News. During the radio interview, the congresswoman added that the security camera footage makes it clear that Adam Frisch is a corrupt politician who changed his vote for a multi-million-dollar city project to hide his extramarital affair that he had at a storage unit in Aspen. "My concern is if Adam will go through all of this to keep his secret, and his vote is for sale when he is shaken down by an Aspen cabbie. What in the world do we expect if Nancy Pelosi and the DC lobbyists get a hold of him? This is corruption at its finest," Boebert added. "He has now proven that his vote is for sale. And I can't imagine the destruction he would cause to our district or state in our country if he were to get into office," Boebert noted. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.